Greetings again, friends and neighbors, wherever you may be listening from. The Spirit extends infinitely, so you are definitely caught in the Spirit. We're glad you're with us today. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily respite. And it's Thursday, October the 14th, and it's episode 65. So we have some breaking news coming out of the Zoom discussion group last night regarding where we go from here and looking towards Advent in about 5 or so weeks. And right now the decision is that it's exciting. Drum roll, please. Yeah, pretty impressive. We're going to be studying the book of Job in the Bible. It's a fascinating story, very wisdom-filled, and provokes a lot of questions about daily life and how we see it through our eyes and how maybe God sees it through God's eyes. Just a great story of Job. So we'll begin that on Monday. This coming Monday, we'll begin Job. We will finish our daily respite tomorrow with our final devotional from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, and we'll take the weekend off. Hallelujah. Not off, but we won't have daily respite on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll pick it up again Monday. But for now, it's time to hear the Word of God in the words that we hear from Sarah Young's devotional, Jesus Calling. So let's settle ourselves for that so we can hear it as clearly as possible and allow it to sink in and absorb as deep as possible. So we need to settle and breathe and be still. Here's what Jesus says today. Be prepared to suffer for me in my name. All suffering has meaning in my kingdom. Pain and problems are opportunities to demonstrate your trust in me. Bearing your circumstances bravely, even thanking me for them, is one of the highest forms of praise. This sacrifice of thanksgiving rings, golden-toned bells of joy throughout heavenly realms. On earth also, your patient suffering sends out ripples of good tidings in ever-widening circles. When suffering strikes, remember that I am sovereign and that I can bring good out of everything. Do not try to run from pain or hide from problems. Instead, accept adversity in my name, offering it up to me for my purposes. Thus, your suffering gains meaning and draws you closer to me. Joy emerges from the ashes of adversity through your trust and thankfulness. Our first scripture text is from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Our second scripture text is Psalm 107, verses 21 and 22. Psalm 107, 21 and 22. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy. And our third and final scripture text is Psalm 33, verse 21. Psalm 33, 21. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Again, Jesus says this to you. Be prepared to suffer for me in my name. All suffering has meaning in my kingdom. Pain and problems are opportunities to demonstrate your trust in me. Bearing your circumstances bravely, even thanking me for them, is one of the highest forms of praise. This sacrifice of thanksgiving rings golden-toned bells of joy throughout heavenly realms. On earth also, your patient suffering sends out ripples of good tidings in ever-widening circles. So when suffering strikes, remember that I am sovereign and that I can bring good out of everything. Do not try to run from pain or hide from problems. Instead, accept adversity in my name, offering it up to me for my purposes. Thus, your suffering gains meaning and draws you closer to me. Joy emerges from the ashes of adversity through your trust and thankfulness. Alleluia. Amen.